This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I've got a great guest today. I've got Jeremy Barnhart. He is the VP Franchise Development and the CFO at Apex Fun Run. Jeremy, welcome to our program today.
Thanks for having me.
Man, I'll talk a little bit about the Fun Run and some of your accolades. You've been in the past named 40 Under 40 Business Professionals in Phoenix, Arizona by the Arizona Business Journal. Finest Under 40 Achievement Award, American Express Honors Awards, and as a top performer in Tax and Business Service Division, and several other accolades. And your Apex Fun Run, really impressive here, in 0 to 77 franchises in just 3 years, served over 1,200 schools in 20 states, raised over $20 million for elementary schools in those states. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So you transitioned from corporate America to this amazing career that you have now. Give us a little bit of your backstory. Kind of start from what you're passionate about, and then what led you to actually creating this Apex Fun Run.
Sure, absolutely. So my background, I was more accounting and finance. I was with a large public accounting firms, was a partner there, did a lot of consulting work and helped with mergers and acquisitions and initial public offerings, things like that, but never really was passionate about it. Did not enjoy what I did that much. It was a great, successful career and you know, made a lot of money, but at the end of the day, it's not about the money. And so I made a decision to make a transition to actually be retired for a few years. Things had gone pretty well for me, and I've got three sons that wanted to be able to spend more time with. I coach football, basketball, and baseball for the boys, and so wanted to be a very active, involved father, and was able to do that. Then for many folks around the country, the real estate market crash had substantial effects and hit home for me as well, and lost more money in a couple of years than I thought was even possible for anybody to lose in a lifetime. And so it got back into the game, and ultimately was able to start this business that we have today that really aligned with my passions. I've always had deep-rooted passions for both education and fitness. My father was a teacher outside of Chicago for 43 years, and so education was always just in the forefront, and was also a college athlete, and my wife was a college athlete, and again, I coached my boys in sports. And so to be able to have a company like we do today, where we're teaching kids leadership and fitness and raising money for elementary schools and organizations all over America, has been just a great blessing. And we actually just hit a milestone last week where we served our 1 millionth student. So we're really, really proud of what we do.
Hey, it's Derek Champagne. If your business right now during this crisis is concerned about your revenue streams, your existing customers, new opportunities, I want to encourage you to go to crisismarketingtoolkit.com.